Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Hi, I'm Harold Herring, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Today, I have a special guest with me.
Hi, I'm Abby Herring. I am Harold Herring's eldest daughter, and I actually want to let you all know something very exciting. Today is my dad's 70th birthday. Dad, can you believe it?
Well, I prefer to say it's the 31st anniversary of my 39th birthday.
Yeah.
But I feel young because I've been spending almost a week with you and your husband, Chris, and the two amazing grandsugars of ours.
They are amazing. They are amazing. Thanks for being here with me, Dan.
Love you, darling.
I love you, too.
All right. It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Well, you know, I don't act 70, don't feel it, don't look it, but it is what it is. We're going to pick up where we were talking yesterday about cheering ourselves up. See, the difficulty is that we're in the fourth day of the year. Is we start the year with, most people do, with a burst of enthusiasm about change coming into their lives. And then the enemy comes along or things happen and they get a little discouraged. Well, the teaching yesterday and today is to help cheer us up because victory is on our side. We're going to start out with John 16:33 in the Classic Amplified Bible. I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Can somebody say hallelujah? It's important in this verse to understand it says be of good cheer. That doesn't mean we're to mope around with a oh, woe is me kind of attitude. No. What we do today will determine how good or bad things will be in 2018, as well as for the rest of our lives. Yesterday, we started talking about seven things to cheer us up during the new year. Let's do a brief review. Number one, encourage yourself. You must recognize that you may be the only person, hear me now, the only person who will encourage yourself in the midst of adversity and, yes, even opportunities. When you're going through tough times, the only source of peace and deliverance it's through encouraging yourself in the one who can turn things around just like that, snapping my fingers. Number two, know where you want to go. Know where you want to go. Your destination is your goal. If your goal is to be a millionaire, you have an empty goal. Becoming a millionaire is a serendipity to fulfilling your vision, dreams, and goals as you help other people and build the kingdom of God. Now, when you ask God, when you ask Him, He will begin to unfold each answer to your questions about direction and your purpose for being here on planet Earth. Then you'll know your destination. And if you ask and you don't get an answer the first time, continue the process till you do. It's called waiting on the Lord. Number three, stop looking at your circumstances. Create the circumstances you want instead of the ones you've got. Dictionary.com defines circumstances as a condition, detail, part, attribute with respect to time, place, matter, agent that accompanies, determines, or modifies a fact or event, a modifying or influencing factor. Now, let me tell you one fact that can never be modified or changed. Jesus saves. Jesus heals. Jesus he delivers. Jesus prospers. Jesus has got your back. Jesus is watching over you every moment of every day. Now, Jesus changes things, which the world thinks can't be changed. So why should we worry about our circumstances when we have the authority, wisdom, and access to change any and every circumstance? Now, let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Make sure your friends are headed in the same direction you are. If you have a clearly defined vision of your life with identifiable and manageable goals, you need to hang around people who are after the same things you are. You'll motivate them, and they will motivate you to achieve greater destiny. Is your financial future affected by who wins the upcoming college football championship? No. Or any other sporting event? No. Is your success dependent upon what celebrities wear, where they party, or who they're in a relationship with? No. Is your God-inspired destiny achieved by who makes the highlights on the evening news or ESPN Sports Center? No. Do your friends encourage, discourage, and or ignore your dreams, hopes, and plans for the future? Let me say this clearly. I've said it many times. If your friends aren't empowering and encouraging you on your journey to success, you need to find friends who will. Fifth, this one's really important as we get into a new year. The details in your daily to-do list will make God happy and us successful. Details in the daily to-do list will determine and define our destiny for not only 2018, but the rest of our lives. Before you go to sleep at night, create a daily to-do list. If you don't have plans for your days, someone else will. Your daily to-do list should be a reflection of the things that God has called you to accomplish with your life. A to-do list brings your future into your present. Your to-do list should include five keys. First, now this may seem simple, but recognize that your daily to-do list, recognize it as a roadmap to your future success. Treat it as if it were a treasure map revealing your financial destiny, because it is. Second, your to-do list should reflect daily tasks in accomplishing your goals in the six major areas of your life: spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, social. One more time. Spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. Third, your to-do list should always include tasks for your personal spiritual growth, prayer and Bible reading, and family development, special time with your spouse and children. Fourth, your to-do list should be satisfying because of the things it will allow you to accomplish or eliminate from your priorities and goals. Fifth and finally, review your list frequently during the day and mark off tasks as they've been completed. The most difficult part of any assignment or journey is the first step. Don't let the enemy of your success, your destiny, keep you from organizing your priorities and your life. Never go to bed before preparing your to-do list for tomorrow. Number six, wake up every day expecting the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you. 2 days ago, January 2nd, we discussed in detail the keys to allowing the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you. See, we must raise our level of expectation if we want to experience supernatural favor and ultimately the manifestation of miracle breakthroughs. Psalm 86:10 in the Living Bible. For you are great and do great miracles. You alone are God. Psalm 77:14, Living Bible. You are the God of miracles and wonders. You still demonstrate your awesome power. We can rejoice because of what God is doing right now in your life in 2018, because the miracle working power of God is being loosed every day. Psalm 89:16-18, the Living Bible. They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation and in your perfect righteousness. You're their strength. What glory. Oh, listen to this. Our power is based on your favor. Let me say that again. Our power is based on your favor. See, favor will always be manifest in our lives as a result of what we're doing for others. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, the supernatural favor of God will flow through you. Number 7, seek the voice of the Holy Spirit early, every day. The voice that we should be waiting, watching, and listening for isn't a television show, but a voice that will ensure your success in the real battle rounds of life. The voice of the Holy Spirit is one that will direct us through every adversity as we embrace every opportunity, using previously untried potential for greater success. Seeking God is simple, but it's not something that we can do half-heartedly. It's not. Jeremiah 29:13. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. We're given a very powerful promise in a classic amplified translation of Jeremiah 29, verses 12, 13 again, and 14. It says, then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will release you from captivity. Do you hear that? When we seek him, when we commune with him, he will release us from what the enemy has used to keep us bound. Seeking God, being in his presence, should never be an occasional or as needed thing. He wants us seeking him on a daily basis. Isaiah 58:2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God, they ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Can somebody say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Child of God, hear me. As you get into this new year, now day 4, the enemy's going to come at you with everything he's got. But you see, when you can rejoice in the Lord, when you can be of good cheer because you know that God's got you back and that his promises are for you. God gave me something in mid-December. I'm all right about it. But he said, focus on my promises, not your problems. Focus on the promises, not your problems. That's the way to make 2018 not only a year of deliverance for you from any and everything that would hinder your destiny, but it's also a way to make it the best year you've ever had in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHearing.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow, tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.